I'm talking today about three different reasons why this is the most important word in franchise development. You want to stick around for this.
This is the Franchise Pitfalls and Profit Show. Each week, we bring you the challenges and triumphs of being in the franchise development and consulting business. The things you need to make money faster. And now your host, one of the most successful franchise developers in North America, Don Shin.
Hey, welcome. What's the most important word in franchise development? That's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to talk about three different reasons it is and three different ways that you need to be thinking about why this is the most important word in franchise development. And what is that word? That word is why. So there's three things I want to talk about with you today about this. First of all, and wow, my graphics aren't working real well here, but first of all, why should somebody buy your franchise? That's one of the whys. Do you know why they should buy your franchise? And I want to tell you, it is not about the features of your franchise. It is about your vision. It is about your leadership. It is about a bigger purpose. People want to be part of something bigger than themselves. And if you're the founder or if you're representing a brand and you can't communicate that, you can't put your finger on that, you don't have a real reason why they should buy, then they're not going to buy, or you're going to get the wrong people in your franchise. So do you know the vision, or if you're an emerging brand, do you understand and can you communicate the vision and the deeper purpose for why people should come on board and join you in your quest, join you in your goals and in your dreams and in why you started this franchise? So that is the big first why. And if you are considering a franchise concept, if you're looking at buying a franchise, those are the things you want to be looking for. Question the FranDev rep. Question the owners, the founders. What is their vision for the business? What is their purpose? Why did they start this business? And do you see big and strong and good leadership qualities in them? Okay, so the next why that's very important is, why should a broker refer someone to you if you're the franchisor? If you're the broker, you should know why and have a really strong understanding in why you are recommending a particular brand to a person or brands to people. Now, why should, if you're the franchisor, why should anybody make a reference into you? Why should they recommend their friends to join your concept? So that's the second big why I wanted to talk about. Why should somebody refer to you? So one of the keys to this is, how do you handle their referrals? Do you treat them like the gold that they are? Do you treat them like the rubies that they are? Do you treat them like the valuable asset and resource that they are? So that's one of the keys. A second one is, are you trustworthy? What are you projecting when you're talking to that referral partner or that, pardon me, the person that's being referred to you? What are your ethics? What is your level of integrity? That's another factor. Are you likable? That's another factor. And then lastly on this, why should someone refer to you? How do you communicate? What is your level of communications? If you are, again, if you're the franchisor, how much do you communicate to the broker who's referred to you? I also do this candidly when I just get a personal type of a referral, even if it's in business from it, but it's person to person. I'm constantly letting that person know what I've done. I've contacted your friend. I've checked in with your friends. I don't give the private nitty-gritty details, but I'm letting the person know that I valued them for having made that referral to me. So the second why that you really want to be considering here is to consider, why should anybody refer someone to your brand or to your franchise? Now, the last thing I want to talk about is when and how to use the word why. In fact, when I'm teaching and when I'm coaching, I always encourage people, regardless of whether they're the Fran Dev representative for a franchisor or whether you're the broker consultant, I always encourage you to use the word why on a regular basis. I always say, ask why twice to every answer that you get. Because what we have to do here is we have to paint the picture of what ownership of a franchise really means. If you're the Zor, again, the founder, or you're the Fran Dev rep for a Zor, you need to paint the picture as to what it looks like. What is a day in the life of a franchisee? What is a week? What is a month? What does a year look like? What is that going to mean? What is the person, your candidate's going to experience? What are they going to enjoy about owning and operating your franchise, the franchise that you're representative? When I say ask why twice, what I'm talking about is getting emotional, or trying to draw out the emotions, getting the person, the prospect, to emote, getting them getting them to tear up, getting their eyes to water. The question why digs deeper. It is a digging deeper question. Let me get rid of that for us. So use it often. So what I'm talking about is, for example, the you'll hear very regularly in franchising, you'll hear a prospect say, I want to own my own business so I can control my destiny. As a franchisor, I would just like shake my head anytime I saw that on a profile sheet or in an email from a consultant, because candidly, everybody who's looking at buying a franchise is going to say, I want to control my own destiny. So ask why to that question. Why is that so important for you to control your own destiny? Whatever they answer then back, ask again why. You're trying to go layers deeper. So maybe it's, well, why do you want to control your own destiny? Well, you know, I'm just tired of I'm tired of having somebody over me making decisions for me financially. Well, why is that? What does that look like for you? Well, you know, I've been downsized twice in the last 2 years, and it wasn't really anything I individually did. It wasn't my production. In fact, my production was up, but I still got downsized. I still got laid off. So how does that make you feel? Why are you feeling it certain ways? Well, you know what? I felt devalued. I felt less of a person. I felt less of a man because I had lost my job. I felt like I was letting my family down, and I never want that to happen again. And that's why I want to control my own destiny. You see how you need to dig deeper and really pull out the emotional reasons why somebody is thinking the way they're thinking or making some of the comments about that. I think another great example is people might say, well, you know, I'm just kind of tired of traveling for business. Well, why is that, John? Well, you know, I'm just always on a plane, and you know, I'm just never home to see my kids play sports. Well, why is that important to you, John? Well, you know what? My dad was a traveling salesman. He left on Mondays. He got home late Friday night. My dad could never coach any of my teams. All my buddies' dads were coaching the teams. My dad was never on the sideline. All my friends, all my teammates, their parents were always on the sidelines cheering my buddies on in the game. And my dad was never there. That's the kind of emotion you want to pull out. I just want you to know, too, on this question, why you can have negative motivators that pushes somebody to buy a franchise or move somebody into wanting to own their own business through franchising, as well as positive ones. Well, you know, I want to create more wealth. You know, I want to get out of debt. We want to go on wonderful vacations. Again, why? But those are positive reasons why people are looking to buy franchises. But again, there are going to be strong negative reasons why someone is going to want to buy a franchise and own their own business. You need to pull those things out. You need to get people to get more emotional. And I'll tell you my personal story. I'm going to have a series of podcasts here to walk you through my journey of franchise ownership. But I ended up, I was working for someone who, honestly, I just didn't trust anymore. And I had gone through a resizing and a reorganization and a hostile takeover and a company acquisition. And I just didn't feel like I had a real thriving career anymore. I didn't feel like I had control of what was going on. And I didn't want to move anymore. I had moved 7 times in 19 years for this company. And this is how they treated me. And I just didn't want to move anymore for any more companies. I wanted to stop making money for the man. I wanted to stop making money for the shareholder, the stockholder. I wanted to put my great efforts and my great talents to work for me so that I could be home with my family and I could be coaching my kids and I could be home for dinner with my kids. So these are some of my story and some of my whys. So different ways to look at whys, why the word why is so important in franchise development. One first thing I talked about was why should somebody buy your franchise, share your vision, have a bigger purpose, show your leadership if you're the franchisor. The second why is why should someone refer to you? Why should a broker refer to a particular czar? You've got to project, how are you going to handle their referrals? How are you going to treat them? What are your level of communications going to be? What's your level of integrity? Are you trustworthy? Are you likable? These are all reasons why someone should be encouraged and hopeful about referring to you. And then the last thing we talked about is the use of the why. Use it with your prospects. Don't be afraid to get emotional. Get them to tear up a little bit. Ask why to every answered question that you get so that you're digging deeper. So I hope you enjoyed why. The word why is the most important word in franchise development.